You know, Canadian businesses have been experiencing these AI-related data exposure incidents recently. Do you happen to know how common this issue is, how prevalent these incidents really are?
I would say it's definitely becoming more prevalent. So what we saw was IBM published a study in 25 that showed that globally, about 13% of organizations experienced AI-related data exposure incidents. And so to put that in perspective, that number has doubled over the past 2 years. So it is rising really quickly. Now, whereas that data isn't Canada-specific, and we don't have Canada-specific data available, Stats Canada puts out a study around cyber incidents that shows about 1 in 6 companies having cybersecurity incidents, of which we know AI-related incidents are a part of that. So I think it definitely is clear for us that it's no longer theoretical. They are becoming a part of everyday cybersecurity risk, and it's definitely rising quickly.
So how is this happening? Because you'd think, you know, before you implement these AI apps or whatever you happen to be using, software, you think companies would be pretty diligent about keeping information safe. So what's happening?
I don't think it's about companies not trying to do the right thing. I think the way I'd frame it is that the technology is moving faster than the rule books. And so what I mean by that is that the adoption is happening at such a pace that it's really difficult for companies to keep up, despite the best efforts. So what you see is the adoption of these AI technologies have happened at probably the fastest adoption rates of any technology, and consumers and employees are jumping in and using them because they're quite excited about the potential. So companies are trying to keep up. It's just very difficult to keep pace with the adoption.
So AI is doing exactly what its job is. It's just people are kind of getting ahead of themselves. Would you say that's accurate to say?
Absolutely. I think that that's exactly it.
Once you send, this is just, I've always wanted this, a piece of information into an AI platform, can you get that back or is it there forever?
That's a really good question. That's a really good question. And I think the answer is, you know, it really depends on the platform that you're using. Most paid platforms offer greater control in terms of data protection, data privacy, and the ability for you to delete that data. On the flip side, a lot of the free platforms that I would say most consumers use, they do offer some data protection and control over the data, but very often it requires an additional step for you to get rid of that data. And so what will happen in many cases, why it's more difficult on the free platforms, is that by default, the data can be used to train the platforms. And, you know, once the platforms learn on that data, it's very difficult for them to unlearn. So again, it depends on the platform that you're on and whether or not the consumer is taking the step to prevent the machine from learning from the data provided.
So what are some of your tips and practices for how companies can, you know, stop this from happening?
So I think there are a couple of things, and I would focus on three key areas. So as a start, number one would be around providing guardrails to the employees. And what I mean by that is really acceptable use policies, right? So help employees understand what types of data can be used in these systems and also in what scenarios can they use it. Number two is training. A lot of companies are starting to invest in training, and where I would go is there's training on how to use the tools, but there's got to be an emphasis on how to use the tools securely, right? And part of that is education around, like I mentioned, the difference between security practices that are provided through paid tools versus free tools, and just ensuring that employees understand good security practices around it. And then finally, I would say a lot of companies are pushing in this direction, but really you've got to move more towards using the enterprise versions of the tools because they do provide greater data protection. The thing I would sprinkle in with that is also a bit of monitoring on the company side. And this is monitoring for the purposes of punishing employees. This is monitoring so that the companies can detect earlier on potentially risky behavior by employees so that they can intervene and help them create more secure habits.
People are always, you know, talking about this. It's very topical right now. So in your opinion, I wanted to ask, is this adoption of AI, is it worth it to you? Is the work it's able to do outweighing the work it's causing later on when these things happen?
I would absolutely say it outweighs it. The value of it, of AI, outweighs the risk of the cleanup that we have to do. Look, I'm a huge proponent of AI. I think it's going to be transformative for mankind, even if that's a pretty big statement. And what we're experiencing now isn't any different from the risks and learning curves that we experienced with the introduction of any new technology. I think the potential for AI in terms of productivity and economic growth and so forth is tremendous. So is it worth it? Does it outweigh the risk of the cleanup? Absolutely, I would go there. You know, the risk isn't AI necessarily. It's unmanaged AI.